This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Smells like bliss in the studio.
And the smell is all you need.
Oh, wow. It really works, Dr. Sheely. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
I am blissed.
Yeah, me too. So everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're going to broadcast 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call Dr. Sheely, Dr. Norman Sheely, medical doctor, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And we broadcast live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time through 11. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because if you're listening to this broadcast, it's carried in multiple locations throughout the country on what's referred to in the industry as tape delay. It's really digital delay, but it's called tape delay. And what that means is, so for example, if you're in Utah in Salt Lake City, and you're listening to AM 540 on the dial, you will hear us on tape delay during drive time, which is the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours local time. And if you're listening to other stations, you'll hear us at different times throughout the day. So I just wanted to share that with our class. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website at USAprepares.com. Dr. Sheely, I was looking up a term. I just wanted to make sure that I remember this correctly from, you know, when I was maybe 10 or 11, 12 years old. And that word was congenital. And there are abnormalities and maladies that are considered congenital, which means from birth. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And it means something happened while you were in the uterus. But congenital also includes things that could be genetic, and genetic means it came in your genes. Congenital means it came with you when you were born. So it includes both what happens in the uterus, but also your genes.
Mm-hmm. And then I looked up the term, and we all know what a liar is. L-I-A-R. It's just someone that cannot tell the truth.
And then we got one in the White House, among others, and running for the White House.
Well, that's exactly the point, Dr. Sheely. That's exactly it. So I looked up congenital liar. And according to the first result from the search engine, it says, in the vernacular, a congenital liar is someone who just cannot tell the truth. Let's see. Now, medical scientists tend to use the term congenital liar for those people who are genetically destined to be liars. And so my medical question, Dr. Sheely, is it possible that someone like Hillary Clinton, who all the time I've known of her, which is decades, people have said that she's a liar. She just does not tell the truth. And so there are so many other politicians who seem to have the same malady.
Is like it possible her husband.
Yes. And like Barry Satoro, the other guy at the White House, the golfer.
Yeah, I didn't have sex with that woman.
Right, right. Yeah, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, right, that guy. So is it possible, seriously, that that this is something that has happened that they got from birth? Is it really possible?
Oh, yes. And you know, let's face it, there's another definition for these people. It's called sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
And when they murder you, it's called psychopath. And we seem to have a high history of unexplained murders in that particular dynasty that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And class, if you're new to this kind of discussion, if you just type in the word Arkanside, which is the combination of Arkansas and suicide, you'll see what we're talking about. If you type in the word Bill Clinton, comma, deaths, you'll see what we're talking about. And there's so many of them. Last count was there was over 80 people who have died and surrounding the Clintons, and just a number of them, and people who were involved with them. And, you know, Dr. Shuley, if you think about it, if you think about what the scandals that go on in the White House and the illicit sex and the salacious sex that happens around a guy like Bill Clinton, you think about the people who have to cover it up. Then you find out later that some of those people have died. You kind of wonder, wait, you know, they were good friends of the president, but they're disposable, you know, in the grand scheme of things, from a presidential level, those people, you know, need to not talk. So I believe that they're considered disposable. And people surrounding these politicians at the highest level seem to die. Close friends of the presidents and the governors and so forth. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a friend of Bill Clinton. I mean, it's dangerous.
Yeah,
I mean,
Arkanside is the favored method of getting rid of political enemies in the state of Arkansas.
There you go. Right.
It has been. And that began, by the way, it didn't begin until Bill was in office.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking that up right now? Did you find out how many of them there are?
Oh, yeah, there's about 80.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Oh, yeah, right. So, and then the autopsies, you know, of people who have been murdered, absolutely certainty. There's certainty in their murders, have been found to have committed suicide by the medical examiner. And so obviously the medical examiner's in on this as well. Now, just like with President John F. Kennedy, you know, when he was assassinated, the Warren Commission figured out who did it and how it was done, and then after that, I remember reading that President Gerald Ford, who I met in person up close, spent about 15 minutes with him at the bank where we were unveiling our latest IBM mainframe technology. And I remember standing next to him thinking, you know, this is the guy that was up close to the JFK assassination. He's the guy that changed the location of the bullet wound for JFK. Imagine that. So he just, you know, with a stroke of the pen, he just made that change in the Warren Report. So, you know, I don't believe anything I hear from politicians, Dr. Shuley, absolutely nothing. I mean, literally.
Well, I agree.
I just don't believe it.
By definition, they are a congenital liars, most of them. There might be 1 or 2% who are not.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I'm sorry.
When we consider whether we're going to vote or not, we need to take that into consideration. And if they've already been there, if they've already had a job in public office where we're paying them to represent us, which, you know, we're paying them to do something that they're not doing, don't give them another chance. Don't give any, not one. And I've heard so many people, Dr. Shuley, say, oh yeah, all politicians are crooked, except for mine. You know, my
right.
Local guy, he's my guy is just great. Just like they say, you know, a lot of cops are bad, but not the ones I know. They're all really, really good guys. That can't be true. That absolutely can't be true. So, The advice that I have for our class is never re-elect anyone. Never. And
hey,
that way you won't give them... Yeah.
We need a national... we need a new party.
Mm-hmm.
Never elect anyone more than once.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The one and office a life party.
I had a friend in Virginia who was in the postcard business. And he made a sign, and I stuck it on my refrigerator, and it said ABC. And below that it said, and this was in the 90s, it said, anybody but Clinton. What he meant was, never re-elect Clinton. And that was the beginning of, you know, anybody would be better than Clinton. Anybody. Just randomly select someone. And sometimes I think that we might be better off if we just had a lottery, and we just randomly selected people to be our representatives. You know, you get plumbers, electricians, unemployed people. You get, you know, housewives, mothers, people who sit behind computer screens and take appointments. Maybe a couple fast food workers, and we would have a cross section of America. And maybe that would be better than the ruling elite that we have. And when you think about it, Dr. Shuley, Obama it was quoted as saying something like this. Now, I'm paraphrasing. They're kicking me out. So yesterday's news was they're kicking him out. Now, he doesn't want to go. He does not want to go. 8 years is not enough for him. He wants to continue playing golf, having people shine his shoes, cook his meals, press his clothes, help him get dressed in the morning, whatever he feels like doing. For that day, he can do if he wants to fly over to Europe. Whatever he wants to do, he just tells people and they jump. They jump to attention. And he likes that. And he doesn't want to go. He does not want to go back to the way it used to be, where maybe he'd have to work a little harder.
Vince,
play a little less golf.
Vince, I want to mention something that in me tells me why people vote for this kind of nonsense. I got a note this morning, an email from a man who tells me he, quote, a month ago had what is unequivocally a transient ischemic attack. In other words, a mini stroke.
Yes.
He had a temporary right side paralysis, numbness, couldn't talk well, only lasted 20 minutes. He went to a doctor yesterday, a month later. They did some tests and said the EKG was normal. He then goes on to say, he's 54, weighs 185 pounds, doesn't give me any height, but I'll bet he's overweight. Smokes one pack a day, drinks four regular Pepsi a day, grow my own food, eat pretty healthy. Can you recommend a doctor?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Dr. Shuley.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back after these short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of well over 30 books. And Dr. Shealy, we were talking about someone who you were talking with who smokes, I believe, one pack a day, four Pepsis a day, eats healthy, so he says, about 55 years old, and he had some TIAs, which are transient ischemic attacks, which are known in common vernacular as mini strokes. Please continue.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is that he votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to me, common sense says that he doesn't have a lot. Everybody in this country knows now that pop is poison. And that smoking is dangerous to your health, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what he told the doctor who only did an EKG because, and that was part of a workup, but he didn't have an adequate workup. He should have had, for instance, among other things, an ultrasound of his carotid arteries. He should have been immediately told, if you want to live, you've got to quit smoking and come off the pop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if one has the essential habits for health, no smoking, no fat, that is, no fat weight in yourself, not overweight, five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and exercise 30 minutes, 5 days a week, they've got common sense. They theoretically could be expected to vote with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have those habits, if you can't trust them to take care of themselves, how can you trust them to do anything?
It's a really good point.
You and I are in the 3% of Americans who have the basic habits. 97% don't have common sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No wonder the political situation sucks.
Yeah, sorry. And it reminds me, Dr. Shealy, that I need to put a sign on our front door and our back door that says, if you support Hillary Clinton, leave now.
I'm with you, son.
But I'm absolutely, Dr. Shealy, I'm absolutely serious, because Hillary Clinton wants to remove from my possession tools that I use here on the farm. I need to protect our cows from predators, and she wants to remove those tools. She wants to increase taxes, which will help remove other tools and help flush our farm down the drain. She wants to increase taxes. She's going the wrong way. She has no idea what life is like when she goes and speaks for an hour or 45 minutes and gets $250,000 for a speech. Or her husband goes and collects $250,000 for an hour speech. Now, obviously, there's prep time and there's transportation, but I'm sure that's all provided. But these people have no idea what it's like working for a living. No idea.
I wouldn't give 2 cents to hear either one of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michelle Obama came to Springfield, Missouri a couple years ago. And as a member of the media, I could have applied to go and see her. And I was thinking she was going to a Walmart, and she was going to talk about eating healthy. And so I was online, and I was filling out this form, and I typed in my name, and I thought, no, I must be out of my mind. Why would I want to go see her and be subject to snipers on the roof and having one of those guys say, oh, that's Finley over there, that's him. Why would I want to do that? So I just exited out, and I thought, well, what a waste of time it would be to see Michelle Obama at a Walmart talking about eating healthy. And the only interest I had in it was to see how choreographed that event would be, and to see how they blocked traffic for probably 4 or 6 blocks surrounding that particular Walmart, so nobody could get in or out. Total gridlock. I wanted to see that firsthand, what that would be like. When Michelle Obama came to town, how much havoc she would cause for the rest of us, and how much commerce she would shut down just by showing up. I really wanted to see that, and I wanted to see how Walmart would take. And she was going to be in the produce section. I want to see how they'd redecorate the produce department to throw out anything that wasn't perfect for the camera. Oh, boy. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can we talk about something I consider pretty serious? A young boy was killed on the world's tallest water slide in Kansas City, Kansas. And, I'd like to talk about these thrill rides and these near-death experience rides. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, it's normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And that's the place where you can sign up for his free multiple times per week newsletter, the same one that I receive. And your email address won't be sold. It's just used for you to receive the newsletter. And you can peruse some of the medical advice that's available to you absolutely free. right there at normshuley.com. Dr. Shuley, let me preface this story that I'd like to read in a minute with what I do and practice this here at the farm. So yesterday, after the broadcast, I was looking forward to getting on an 85-horsepower tractor, and it's three steps up to climb into this tractor. And so it's a fairly large tractor, and I was going to mow several fields with a batwing mower. So, class, if you want to know what a batwing mower is, you've seen them on the interstates. There are these mowers that look like a large triangle. They're 15 feet wide, and they have these floating 5-foot wings. So it's a 5-foot mower attached to another 5-foot mower attached to another 5-foot mower, but it's all one piece, and it has these wings that float up and down. So if you go, if you're traveling on uneven terrain, the mower will follow the contour of the land. So it's a big, heavy, heavy mower. And so when I get ready to use one of these mowers, I check everything. I check the nuts, the bolts, the wheels, make sure everything's greased. I check the drive shafts to make sure that the drive shaft that runs this heavy mower, multiple thousand-pound mower, the drive shaft won't come flying up and, you know, and kill me. So, I mean, I go through a lot of pre-flight checks, if you want to call it that. Now, let's contrast that, Dr. Shuley, with this article. It's on KansasCity.com, and it says, "Son of Kansas lawmaker dies on a water slide at a water park in Kansas City, Kansas." And it says, it was elected officials' day, Sunday, that's last Sunday, at the water park in Kansas City, Kansas. And the place teemed with lawmakers and their families who received free admission and lunch and a day of fun. But by mid-afternoon, the joy came to a horrible end when the 10-year-old son of a Kansas City, a Kansas state representative from this area of Kansas, died at a 17-story tall water slide, the tallest water slide in the world. So what happened was, this young man got on this water slide and got in this little raft, if you will, that's controlled, and they have there's a weight bracket that has to have so many pounds of weight in this water slide, in this raft. And so he got on it, and something happened, and he was decapitated. Literally, his head was cut off. And there's not a lot of news of exactly what happened, but he's dead. The question I have for you, Dr. Shuley, and it's a medical question, and that is near-death experiences. Is there something in our makeup, our physical, mental makeup, that wants us to experience near-death experiences but survive them? You know, like we can get on this roller coaster, which could be a really fast roller coaster and will scare us almost to death, or one of these rides where you get in it and you fall almost at the point where you're going to, you feel like you're going to die but you don't, or those rides that really scare us. Is there something medically that we can point to that causes us to want to do that? Because I don't want to do that. And maybe I'm defective in that I don't want to do that.
No, you're normal. Some people crave an adrenal rush. They get essentially addicted to the feeling of, threat, if you will.
And so these, when you say addicted, does that mean that they will get on this ride and they'll come off shaking and say, "Oh man, I can't believe it! That was terrifying. I'm gonna get back in line and do it again." I mean,
right?
Is that what you mean by?
Yep, I do indeed mean that. I mean exactly that.
Well, I don't. It's not part of my makeup. I remember when I was younger getting on a small roller coaster and I said, "Well, that's it for that." I mean, you know, you look at these rides and you look at all the failure points and you look at, you know, the structure, the bearings, the wheels, the cables, and you look at the guy who's running the ride. You go, "Wow." I mean, how much training does that guy have? And did he really look at it? And are these nuts and bolts and screws all tight? Are there any cracks? Or, I mean, are they inspected? Does anyone even care? And I guess, you know, there aren't a lot of accidents, but but when they are, they're pretty horrific. I guess like flying, but I don't want to be part of it. I just, you know,
well,
I'm
with you. I think, you know, it's like people who do the race car stuff. You know, that's crazy. To be quite honest, but look at people who play football and wrestle and box. I mean, those are not healthy activities. They carry striking risks, and anyone with, you know, good, well-rounded common sense won't do them.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, he had been hit so many times that he could hardly, you know, put a sentence together, right?
Right.
Right. And, you know, there's a television show that my wife used to like to watch, and it was called, it was Walker, the Texas Ranger show. And I used to call him the three-word man. And the reason I called him the three-word man is because most of his lines were like three words or less. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, that's because he can't remember his lines. He's been hit so many times, he can't do it. And so his lines would be, yep, uh-huh, them, get them, yep. And that's because, you know, how could he survive being kicked that many times in the head, punched that many times in the face, thrown that many times, you know, down without having concussions and broken bones and blood clots? How is that possible, Dr. Shuley?
Well, it's not.
Yeah. So when I think about, you know, young people playing football in high school, I think, wow, what are their parents thinking? You know, I'm all for athletics, I'm all for health, and I'm all for fitness. But, man, crashing into each other and having a coach say, okay, I want you guys to hit him low, I want you to hit him hard, I want you to take him down. And, you know, that's the other, you know, that's our coach. And the other coach is saying the same thing. And these young people are really getting banged up, really banged up. Why? Why? And
well,
do you think they're going to play pro?
We're back to that same thing that I mentioned earlier, common sense, the uncommon commodity. You know, somehow we need to teach people, and I don't know how you do it, common sense. Theoretically, it comes from your parents. Now, you know, interestingly, my father was a great football fan, but he would not let me go out for football because he didn't want me to get injured. And of course, by the time I had kids, being a neurosurgeon, I didn't want my kids to play football because the risk to your brain, your spine, it's just too great.
When our children were growing up, Dr. Shuley, I wanted them to learn about traction. I wanted them to learn about friction. I wanted them to learn about skidding, steering, braking, and those kinds of things. So when they were all young, I bought a used motorcycle. And it was a Honda 50Z, a 50cc, little tiny motorcycle. I mean, very, very tiny. And so a 4 or 5 year old could ride it. And I taught our youngest son at age 4 how to ride this motorcycle. And the reason I did that was so he would learn about what it's like to slide and learn about braking and traction and so forth. So all of our children were taught how to ride we'll call it a dirt bike motorcycle on the farm. Now, one of our children wanted to ride a motorcycle on the road. And I said, absolutely not. And one of them wanted to race, you know, in like a dirt bike type race, motocross. I said, absolutely not. And so my thought was, you can ride around on the farm, but you can't do stupid things in the presence of other stupid people. who have, you know, very little concern about whether they cause you to wreck and break your neck or back or whatever, bones. So I wasn't interested, nor would I allow our children to compete in those kinds of activities. When one of our children was 10, he wanted, because he was homeschooled, he thought that there was a Santa Claus. And so he put on this list that he wanted to get a Humvee, and I thought he was talking about like a remote-controlled Humvee, which, you know, I really wasn't interested in. And he said, no, I'm talking about a real Humvee. And I said, well, it's not going to happen. But maybe your mother and father can find a used old Jeep that needs lots of work, and maybe we can get that, and you can work on it and ride it around for a while, and then once it's fixed up, ultimately sell it. And that's what we did. We found him a Jeep, and he was 10 years old, and it needed a lot of work, and he fixed it up, and he sold some of the parts that came with it and on eBay, and then he bought, you know, some other parts to go with it, like a trailer hitch, and he rode around the farm for years. And then ultimately, when it came time for him to operate a motor vehicle on the road, he was not allowed to operate that Jeep on the road. Why? Because it didn't have doors. It had these, it had a canvas top with canvas doors. They weren't doors, as far as I'm concerned. And Jeep has, you know, one skin. It's not multiple skins of steel, and it's unsafe. So he couldn't ride it, and we sold the Jeep. But Dr. Sheila, I think what you're saying is parents need to be responsible for the activities that their children are involved in, and supervise them, and pay attention, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We come back.
Let's exercise talk about and
salt.
Deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy, you know, I've heard lots of opinions on salt. Some medical professionals will say, well, you know, salt your food to taste. So if you like it, you know, with a lot of salt on it, go ahead. Others will say, no, you got to be really careful because as you get older, increased salt can increase your blood pressure, which might not be a good idea because of water retention. What are your thoughts about salt, why it does what it does, and how much do we need?
Well, interestingly, for as long as I know and before I was in medical school, physicians have been attacking salt as saying don't eat more than a half a teaspoon a day. But a study done in Great Britain in 133,000 people found that for people who are not hypertensive, up to 7.5 grams, that's a whole bunch, three times the recommended daily intake, is safe. And that for people with hypertension, up to 500 milligrams, which is twice the recommended daily, is safe. So, I mean, personally, I think moderate salt use is fine. I tend to use not a lot of salt, but if I want salt, I shake it on. I like it on a lot of meat, almost all meat, in my opinion, needs salt, and a lot of vegetables and some eggs. And I do prefer Himalayan salt because it has 3% trace minerals. But, regular iodized salt is also okay.
Okay, you mentioned eggs and meat. And I put salt on eggs and meat as well. And also corn, corn on the cob.
I agree.
Some heirloom corn that we grow here. And also on tomatoes. I can't think of eating, fresh tomatoes right out of the garden without salt. I can't think of how I would do that. So I put salt on them. But is it possible, Dr. Shealy, to to oversalt? If a person
is hypertensive.
About
it. I mean, you know, when you go above 7.5 grams a day, most people are going to get into trouble.
Okay. And what would the symptoms of that be, Dr. Shuley, having too much salt? Because if you look at canned food.
Thirst, increased thirst would be one. The other would be actually, though, it could actually unequivocally cause hypertension when you don't ordinarily have it.
Okay. And hypertension, you're talking about high blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay. So if one does consume too much salt, is the remedy just time? What do you do if he's, uh-oh, I just had too much salt, I'm hypertensive. Is there something that you should do immediately?
Lie down and drink lots of water.
Okay. So pee it out. Okay. All right. And what about those salt substitutes that I don't hear much about now, but I used to hear about salt substitutes, maybe a couple decades ago.
Yeah, primarily that's potassium, bicarbonate, and apparently we need about 4,000, 4,500 milligrams of potassium a day, which is a huge amount compared to sodium. Potassium is one of the major ions for keeping ourselves healthy.
Okay. So would that be something that you would recommend we consider instead of salt or not?
If you don't eat 5 servings of vegetables a day, unequivocal. If you eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables combined a day, you probably don't need it.
Okay. Very good. When we come back, Dr. Shuley, may we talk about surgery and what to think about, you know, before surgery, questions to ask your doctor, anesthesiologist, things like that, before surgery. And then also concerns about the process. You know, what are the risks of surgery? And then in that same line of thinking, what about if a person has a transplant, let's say a kidney transplant, and the kidney comes from someone 20 years older than the person that's receiving the kidney? Do these things have a life expectancy? I mean, it'd be interesting to talk about. Well, Shuley and I will be...
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.